Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Back-to-school savings are officially in session at Tanger Outlets. Shop tax-free August 4th through 5th and save up to 70% off the latest school styles, the best of apparel, footwear, accessories, and more. Save at Nike Factory Store, American Eagle, Gap Outlet, Crocs, Under Armour, Banana Republic Factory, and hundreds more. There's always something happening. Discover the latest fun and events all season long. Tanger Outlets, your savings destination.
After president of basketball operations Arturis Karnashova had his season-ending press conference yesterday, he's left a lot of Bulls fans hoping that change may finally coming, and some other Bulls fans asking why did it take this to finally get, if it finally even ends in the change that Chicago Bulls fans want to see. Plus, we got a report on a contract offer that the Bulls may have recently sent to DeMar DeRozan that maybe shows not as much change as we hope is coming. We're going to get into all that and more, plus the mailbag right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today and and set the mood. With that said, I want to talk about it. So I know we had a live stream after AK's press conference yesterday, me and Steve-O, and Steve-O was pissed, right? And, you know, Steve-O, I think, represents a large part of the Bulls fan base that is absolutely completely fed up with this front office. And, you know, there's nothing wrong in that at all. Now, you guys know, I try to be a little bit more kind of even keel with things when I'm not going off, which I have gone off on this front office before. And while some Bulls fans are looking at this press conference from AK and saying, hey, why did it take this? Are you just saying words now because you see how upset the fan base is and things like that? And I look at it personally and I say, well, good. Yeah, you're late to the party, but I'm glad you're finally here and you finally arrived to the conclusion that a lot of people have been seeing with this team for a while now, right? Change needs to happen. And AK saying that, you know, he cannot run this same roster back. And that has elicited some responses from Bulls fans on, oh, well, he's saying that because he can't because of the Bulls are over the salary. I keep trying, and Certification Poppy is one of those guys that I keep. The Bulls are always over the salary cap. We were over the salary cap this season. There's a difference between being over the salary cap and over the luxury tax, which the Bulls have about $42-ish million underneath the luxury tax, but we're $70 million over the salary cap. So, the Bulls have some flexibility to bring everybody back if that's what they chose to do. But the way that I look at AK's words and saying that we know that we can't run the same roster back, that even saying something is on the long lines, we need to get back more towards what we did when we first came here. And I think people forget how much roster turn that we had when AK and Eversley, in their first 18 months of taking on this position, they turned over the roster so much to the point that we had two players that remained on the roster from before they came and took over the team. So it's things like that, those kind of words that kind of indicate it's more than just, oh, we're just going to try to, you know, make minor changes if what he says holds true. And that's where I sit with it, is that, okay, I hear you. You're now at the place where you realize you can't run the same team back. I'm glad that you finally got here. Thank you for showing up. Now, what are you actually going to go out there and do to show and prove that? That's where it sits for me. The next step for the Chicago Bulls team is, What are you going to do next? Now that you know that, now that you are admitting this, now that you are saying, we realize we can't bring the same thing back. We want to get back more towards what we did when we first took over this team. That's where it lines in there, because if you are saying that you want to get back more towards what you did, you got creative. Now, one of the things that you did do in that as well is you gave up so many first round picks that it affected your future for a while. But, you know, we want to see how that's going to come about that. And that's another thing, too, that I had to personally spend some time thinking on is that, yeah, the Bulls gave up a lot of first round picks. Franz Wagner was one of those first round picks. Another one that went to the Orlando Magic. We owe another one to the San Antonio Spurs. But I think people forget that in that same time, the Bulls did pretty good a job with second round. Ayodele Sumu, you see, he was a second round pick, and I don't think, you know, Franz Wagner is a starter and definitely at a different position, but if Ayodele Sumu, what he gave this season is how he's going to be consistently next year, you did pretty damn good with that second round pick that you gave up a first round pick for, right? Julian Phillips, I think a lot of showed some things, but it's too much. It's not enough that we've seen to be able to say something. I mean, to say for sure what Julian Phillips is going to be, but I feel like Julian Phillips is going to round out to a pretty good, damn good player too. So we still got some quality in that. Dalen Terry, you know, again, we got to see what Dalen Terry is going to be, right? And Patrick Williams, of course, still a huge question mark in Patrick Williams. So, you know, in saying that they can't bring the same team back, and then talking about the fact that, you know, he started that off with saying his job, his goal is to bring championships here to Chicago. But, you know, in that same sense, you said things like, you're very happy with the job Billy Donovan has done, which, again, like I said, that we're so zoomed in because we're just Bulls fans that, yeah, Billy Donovan has absolutely fallen a hell of a lot short than what we need, but there's still worse coaches in the NBA than Billy Donovan. It's unfortunate that we know that we're probably going to be attached to him for sure, regardless of what happens for 2 years, where I think that's the biggest flaw in that, but, you know, you still need to improve the roster regardless. And, you know, I'm not a Billy Donovan guy, but even with that, whatever I always said, you guys can go back and check the tape. I've always said that every coach deserves the best roster possible, a complete roster. And we have not had that, right? And so you want to continue to fill out the roster. I'm not somebody that thinks, well, just because you have Billy Donovan, you can't make any improvements. No, you still need to improve your roster, because guess what? If and when you do move on from Billy Donovan, you want to be in a place where, hey, that next coach is stepping into something where you don't have to wait 2 years to just put a roster out there that just makes a little bit of sense, right? So, you know, that is the job now that AK has. And the thing that I said that my prevailing thought coming out this press conference was, okay, you said it, you've come to the recollection now that, or the realization now that you need to change this roster. You can't run this same thing back and expect really changes from where you are. You have now said that. Now, how are you going to go out and prove that, right? You got to prove it. You can't just say the words. And that's the part with AK that he said a lot of good things, you know, and some of what he said came true, right? Like we said, he coming in next season, he knew that a young guy had to make a step or leap. He said that in the season opening press conference, and he got two. Ayo and Kobe both made that. All right, now, how are you going to reward that, right? How are you going to use now you having two players that showed you, hey, they could probably be a starting backcourt for you for the foreseeable future, the level of which, how much more you're going to need on the team to really go on a playoff run, that's going to be need to be said there. And so, you know, that's the next step with this is now you said the words, you went out there and said the part that we've all been talking about here now for a while now. How do you go out there and show it? That's the next step for this team, for me, is you got to go out there and you have to show it. And let's hope that they do. Now, with that said as well, coming a little shortly after that, you know, DeMar DeRozan said after the loss that he wanted to win. He says, my stance on wanting to be here is still the same, but I just want to win. Just have the opportunity to win and not have to go home to see the first round of the playoffs, second round of the playoffs. It's frustrating. That's what he said after the loss. But then it came out yesterday that from a source, so take that for what you will, still a grain of salt, that the Bulls recently offered DeMar DeRozan a 2-year deal that was worth upwards of $40 million per year. To me, that is not in conjunction with saying that you realize change things have happened. And I'm going to hold some of you Bulls fans accountable, too. I see you guys in the comments. Well, we can't let go of DeMar DeRozan. We wouldn't be anything if it wasn't for DeMar DeRozan. We would. Yeah, you're probably right, but why do you want to keep this thing afloat? You are also part of the same problem that you complain about. If you complain about this things staying stagnant, if you complain about the fact that we aren't improving, and you look at a player like DeMar and you say, well, we wouldn't even be where we are if it wasn't for DeMar DeRozan. Well, guess what? Sometimes you need to bottom out to get better. And holding on to this player in DeMar, again, and I'm not saying DeMar should not stay. Again, it's all about the reasonable, but I tell you, if it gets to $40 million per year to keep DeMar DeRozan, that's not a good move. That's not a smart allocation of assets at all. And even if you do move on from Zach LaVine and you spread out that contract over, it's still not smart to then turn around and then pay DeMar DeRozan $40 million per year. It's just not. Now, again, if you can keep DeMar DeRozan on a team-friendlier contract, keep in mind, I'm not saying a team-friendly contract. Those are different things, right? A team-friendlier contract, meaning it's not $40 million, right? Because there's an area between that. Then, okay, then DeMar can stay here. DeMar says he wants to stay here, but he also wants to win. How much do you want to stay here? What's that Venn diagram look like between going somewhere else, staying in Chicago, and winning? That's the overlap that you have to look at, and that's what he's going to have to ask himself. So, and again, that's rumor. We take that for what you will. If he did turn that down, I think that's crazy because he's not getting anywhere near that on the open market as far as $40 million. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Overall, this front office has things. I went over it in yesterday's episode, the contracts, the free agency, the Lonzo, all of it. And, you know, to see what they do here is going to be interesting. And, you know, say, and he also, you know, when asked about Lonzo Ball, talked about the fact that there's been no setbacks for Lonzo. That's the first time in a while there's been no setbacks at all. But Lonzo, again, even if he does come back, he's not saving the Bulls. He's not starting, right? So, yeah, seeing what this front office does is going to be a very interesting thing to watch when it's all said and done, man. And we go into now this offseason where, you know, there's tons of questions, and the question now, the prevailing thought is the change actually finally going to happen? Is it? I guess we'll see. But enough of me yapping. Let's go ahead and get into the voicemail bag today because it is Sunday. That means it's a mailbag day. This first voicemail, this one's from TJ.
Yeah. What's up, Hayes? It's TJ, man. I'm watching the play-in game right now. I can't even finish because the score makes me sad. It's like I knew this could happen, which is why I wasn't trying to get my hopes up, and I was being realistic about their capability. Like, I was just being realistic about it, saying that they're good, they can win against anybody, but again, they always say they can lose against anybody, which is why I don't like the overly optimistic fans, because they draw me in, bro. They draw me in. They get me hyped and hoping and looking to the bright side, and then I get disappointed with a loss like that. And it's the fact that they didn't even play bad. I don't think they were playing that bad. I think they really wanted to win. They just couldn't do what they're paid for, which is put the ball in the hoop. They just couldn't do it. And it hurt my heart. They had a chance, and they blew it. But it's fine. At least we're finna get a slightly better pick, I guess. We might actually have a chance to get that or some okay person in a draft. Man, they just need to do something because this team, it really ain't it. I love the team. I love watching them play together. They some competitors, and I love that. But it's just, at the end of the day, there's a talent gap. You can see it every game. There's a talent gap. They'll have their hot moments, and then they'll fall off a cliff and forget how to hoop. How you forget what you've been doing your whole life? You just forget how to do it. But, man, I'm done. I don't even want to talk about it no more. I need a break from the team. Peace. Have a blessed
one,
y'all.
Bulls winning and losing against anybody has been the thing that has stuck out this whole season for the Bulls, right? We could win against anybody on any given night. We can lose against anybody on any given night. And you want to build a team that is more consistent with that, right? That you, and again, I think that goes back personally. I'm not saying everybody should look at it that way, but I always go back to and say, that's a culture thing. That's not having an identity. It's not really having a culture when you can't even get a certain sustained effort. And that's not to say that even teams with cultures don't have down games, right? But you don't have down periods. The Bulls don't have just down games. They have down stretches, long ones, multiple of them over the course of the season. So, you know, you want to establish that identity. And I think that's something that the Bulls need to look to do through what they bring on the court to help change this roster next season a lot. Now, as far as getting the better pick, yeah, we got in a better pick. We have, a 13% chance of moving to the top four. A 9% chance to move into the top four. A 2% chance to get the number one overall pick. And while this isn't the deepest draft as far as star-level talent, this is still a deep draft that has some really good talent in it. And so you want the Bulls to have the best options ahead of them. So the higher you pick, the more options you get, the more review, the less opportunities that somebody who could be high on your board could be taken by another team. So hopefully the Bulls are really doing their research heavily in this, and that they can find a way to really come out of this with improving their team. And so You know, that I'm going to be, the draft is going to be the first night where some serious change can happen, right? Trades could be moved. That could be major ones if the Bulls do want to, you know, acquire some more picks, things like that. So it's going to be fun to watch this draft. And, you know, that's going to be kind of the unofficial start to things. And then, of course, you got free agency. And so we'll see what comes of it after that. All right, let's get into the next voicemail. This one's from Jamal.
What's up, Hayes? It's your boy Jamal back again. I got another voicemail for you. 3 minutes, so let's get into it. I'm not going to front. Thank God this season is finally over. Don't get me wrong. I was rooting that we could win against the Miami Heat tonight and that we can extend the season and see what we do in the playoffs. But I'm going to be honest with you. Now that it's over, I ain't really too mad at it. It just is what it is at this point. I want to see if this front office is actually going to do something in the next few months, you know, with this off season. I think DeMar's a free agent now and things like that. What are you guys going to do? We've tried this. It worked. You know, I'm happy they went out there and tried something. It was better than the previous front office and going to recruit and get some guys. But, you know, in the 3 years, y'all did it for that first season and recruited all these and got all these guys in. First 2 seasons, I think, got all these guys in, and then we never did anything after that. Our best season was literally the first season when everybody was here. And even then, it wasn't even like everyone was healthy. So what are we going to do now? We have so many questions moving forward between Lonzo, Zach, DeMar, Vooch, you know, the young guys, Patrick Williams, Dayton Terry, all these dudes. What is this office going to do? Are you going to actually make some moves and make some trades and move on to the next stage and see what y'all can do? Or y'all going to just bet on this continuity thing again, which has not worked one bit? That being said, I can't wait to see. We'll see what happens. As always, we'll see where it go, Bulls. Peace.
First of all, it's really good to have Jamal back. It's really good always to have Jamal back. Shout out to Jamal. What I take from that is, what is the front office going to do? That is the question that we're all asking ourselves. You've said it. You've used really good words in this one. But what are you actually going to do to improve this team? And that's the biggest question. That's the biggest, you know, that's the thing that sucks about not having faith in your front office to always be aggressive, right? And we don't have that. Like, and then even you still have to question it. Even if they are more aggressive this offseason, does that mean we're in for another 2-3 years of stagnation after that, regardless of what that aggression leads to, right? That's another thing that now we have to worry about with this team as far as the leadership there. So it really sucks to be in this place, and hopefully AK can start to change the minds of the fan base for the Chicago Bulls with, you know, really building something that is more sustainable, building something that's more organic, building something that just fits better together, right? And then, how do you continue to support that? Because, yeah, you can have a spur of aggression, but then you got to support that with subsequent free agency, subsequent using your mid-level exceptions, right? Things like that. And so let's hope that that comes in a meaningful way. And, you know, like I said, I'm not just shitting on the front office completely yet. But I'm not at the point yet where I trust them either. So you got to show me. And that's going to be this offseason for me. You're going to hear a lot of that. You got to show me, because that's truly how I feel about what this front office, you know, the potential of them making moves and changes in this offseason. You have to show me. And all the Bulls fans. So let's see how you guys feel about that. Next one, this next voicemail, this one's from Korn.
What's good, King? It's Korn, man. that last message I left, the premature one, this is the aftermath of, after, not gonna lie to you, man, sad to say, in the back of my mind, I was kind of happy when we lost, man. It's gonna make AK do some things, man. I'm gonna start off by saying these next two, 2024, 2025, are the most important off season that's gonna be ever for us, ever. That's just how I feel. You know, I know I'm being a little bit emotional. I know I'm being passionate as much. You know, I'm a Bulls fucking fan. Of course I'm passionate. Passionate about my Bulls, man. I love them. Watching Joe Kim, man. Watching that, man. It brung back a fire in me, man. The remembrance, man, of that rookie year and us pushing the Boston Celtics, the Big Three, to 7 motherfucking games, man. I remember those games, no lie, man. I sat back and I got tearful for a minute, man, watching that, man. Watching that man speak on how hard it was for him to lose, man. Because we all felt that. Like, but him, it magnified tenfold, right? Because we just the fans watching it. He's actually the one that put in the work, put in the time, put in the effort, and to not make it to the goal, man, oh, that just, it, no lie, brother, that broke my heart. and to watch this team, man, to be the total opposite of what the fuck they were. The inconsistency, the lack of pride, man, sometimes, man, it's like one game when we went up there and played the Hawks, man, we played with so much fucking pride, man, and play the way we supposed to, man, see fucking red. And then come back the next day, the story of our fucking season, bipolar-ass motherfuckers lay a fucking goose egg, a fucking can, and to a motherfucking team that ain't got the star player nor Teddy Rozier. Like, come on. Like, this is, to me, this is the most important offseason for us. And probably history, man. And like I said, I know I'm emotional right now because after what the fuck happened again, me hearing my punk-ass nephew again. But hey, man, it is what it is. Love, man. Can't wait for this offseason, man, to see what the fuck is to happen.
You know, I completely agree with you. And, you know, seeing that Joakim Noah interview, just the nostalgia factor of it plays a big part, right? Seeing and hearing Joe talking, you linking that back to, no, that's exactly what we saw on the basketball court. We saw a team that sacrificed, a team that did care about losing, right? A team that was hurt by that, like a team that just fought so much more than the sum of those parts where that team fought. You knew when you faced the Chicago Bulls, teams dreaded facing the Chicago Bulls, whether Derrick Rose is in the lineup or not. We fought, we competed, we won games, and we were able to beat a lot of teams that were better than us as far as the talent aspect of it. By the nature of our execution, by the nature of our culture, and by the nature of the fight that was in that team. And so looking at this team, it's a far cry from that. A far cry from that. And, you know, we want to get back to that, right? And we'll see, man. We'll see what that means. And I think ultimately, I just hope that we can have a team again that we're proud about every single day. And that means even in the losses, right? Because now, and I said this like over a year ago, we right now, because of where the Bulls have been, we believe in the losses more than we do the wins. I would like to get back to a point to where we believe in the wins more. And when we have those losses, we're like, bet, we're going to get back because we trust the team is going to get back, right? And so let's hope that, you know, in this path of change that AK's talked about, that's one of the things that changes as well, Corn. Let's hope that. But we all feel your frustration, bro. All right, let's get into this next voicemail. This one's from Michael Corn.
Hey, Hayes. Good morning. Mike Corn here. Yeah, I tuned in to the third quarter of the Bulls Heat yesterday, tuned out pretty much before the third quarter ended. Terrible. I want to say, my son Marcus, said, yeah, the post game show you put on was awesome. I'm going to try to listen to it later today on the exercise bike. The little bit I saw, it was pathetic, Kobe getting trapped and not being able to throw the ball underneath. The Bulls players were not moving. Fucking Billy Donovan, I'm sorry. I blame coaching on that. In any case, it's been a great year listening to your podcast. I get my information, my Bulls content and Bulls info from really two sources, three Bleacher Report, but I don't have time to, I see some of the headlines and I read a little bit, but I primarily get my news and entertainment and great analysis from you. And I love reading Sam Smith. I've been reading his columns for years and years. Anyway, I'm looking forward to your coverage of who the Bulls potentially will take in this upcoming draft. We'll be listening. Keep up the great work, man. Really enjoy your show. And as a Bulls fan, it's great hearing your guests in the mailbag and your responses to them. Hey, have a good one. Peace. And thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Here's what I'm going to take from that voicemail from Mike Corn. A good debate has started between Bulls fans over because I like it because it calls critical thinking, right? What problems are coaching and what problems are the front office and the roster construction, right? And I think that, and both can be true, right? We have problems with coaching. Billy Donovan's, the lack of the questionable rotations, the lack of situational awareness at times, the not using players to the best strengths at times as well, the lack of adjustments. Those are all coaching problems, right? And then you have the roster problems. The fact that we don't have very much depth at the big man position that we haven't for 3 years now. Because that's been one of the positions, whether it be power forward or center, that we just have not had a lot of depth there, and we can't withstand an injury. The lack of rim protection, the lack of shooting in a league that tells you how important three-point shooting is, we can't even be an average three-point shooting team. So those things absolutely play a part, and there's a synergy between them as well. But I think both things are true. And like you said, to me, the lack of ball movement, the lack of moving off the ball as well, that's a coaching thing. That's not an AK thing. That's a coaching thing. We have players on this roster, hell, and Torrey Craig and Javon Carter, both that we acquired this past offseason, that have been in situations that we've seen them move without the ball, right? And so on other teams, I should say. And so, you know, we need to get back to that. And that is some coaching issues and errors. And that's why, you know, I know they're not moving on from Billy Donovan, but I really do hope that maybe in the look at some change as well, that maybe they add some assistance to this roster that brings some of that awareness that Billy Donovan lacks at times, right? That's some things that I hope to see. And, you know, that can help improve a team as well. But, you know, overall, it's frustrating. Absolutely. And you guys know, we'll be here to air that frustration out and for you guys to voice your frustration too as well. And let's hope that we get out of this place as a fan base and we start being a better team. Let's hope so. All right, let's get into this next voicemail. This one's from Soul.
Good morning. This your boy, Soul. Today's the 20th. First off, I want to say thank you, Chicago Bulls Central. I've been watching for a year now. I started last offseason watching. Thank you for a wonderful year. I really want to say that because I remember last offseason you made it so great for me personally. Now let's get into the Bulls. Personally, I'd like to see... Honestly, we know we're going to have to keep Vooch. No, we're not going to give up no picks to try to trade him off. I don't understand why people don't understand that. We're going to be stuck with him. DeMar, I love him to death. But honestly, if you can't take a little bit of a pay cut, we don't, as much as we probably do need him for the fourth quarter and the back end, even with the mistakes, we could go a little bit younger and go with Kobe and them and learn. Zach LaVine, 9 times out of 10, we're going to be stuck with him. He's not proven to be a winner. The contract he has, even though I do like what you said the other day about the Bleacher Report, that's the first trade I really have heard that actually sounds good with Zach LaVine. The rest of it all be garbage. But the one from the other day was one of the better ones that, you know, that I pretty much have heard. Signing Patrick Williams this offseason should be, honestly, he's going to get more money than what he had, but he shouldn't be sky's the limits with the injury and not proving himself. You should be able to get him on a cost-friendly one like you did Io and Kobe White. So we'll see what happens. And that's all I got to say. Once again, it's your boy, So, like I said, from Toledo, Ohio. Peace. See Red if you can, y'all. See Red. Y'all already know.
All right, so you basically went through, and I'm going to go through this one by one. Bulls basically stuck with Vooch. Yeah, that's been my mindset for a while. I do think we're pretty much stuck with Vooch. I think to move off Vooch's contract is going to take us to include picks on, and I hope this front office isn't willing to do that. We need to hold on to our picks. As far as DeMar taking, will DeMar take a pay cut? Prevailing thought there. He says he wants to stay in Chicago, and that has not changed, but he also wants to win. And I think that leaves that crack open to like, hey, yeah, I want to be here, but I also, you know, if we're not going to be winning, don't ask me to take no pay cut. That's, again, that's my thought. I'm not reporting that. So, you know, will DeMar take a pay cut? Will it be, all right, how much do you improve this team up into free agency? What moves do you make? And at that point, then does that tell me, if I'm going to be willing to take a pay cut so we can run something more formidable back? And then are the Bulls stuck with Zach LaVine? That is a great question. You'll hear perspectives on that all the way around. And here's what I'll say. Any deal in the NBA can be moved. It's just about what you're willing to get back or willing to give up to move it. That's what it comes down to. So the Bulls aren't necessarily stuck if they don't want to be. But then again, it depends on the deal they're willing to take to move on from Zach LaVine, I think is the thing there. And we'll see. And then the last thing with Patrick Williams. Patrick Williams' next contract, I do think he's going to have to – I don't know if it's going to be as friendly as Io and Kobe's, but I do think it's going to be a situation where he's forced to go out there and probably find a deal and sign an offer sheet that the Bulls may match. And that's – I think the Bulls are going to go to the table and try to lock him out in without that. But if they don't agree, it's going to be like, hey, if you think we're not offering you a fair number, go out there and see what other teams value at. And we'll match it if you come back – what you come back from those offers. So that's what I think is going to come with it. And that's not if any of those players are involved in major changes. So we'll see. We'll see. But great voicemail there, Sol. Great mindset. Great thought out process there. All right, let's get into the next one. This one's from Danny.
What up, man? This is Danny, a.k.a. The Lore Labs, sending a shout out from the Bay Area. Man, the Bulls season ended exactly how I thought it would. I honestly did not expect them to get out of the play-in, and yep, I was right. So like y'all said, it is what it is. But really while I'm calling, man, I just want to thank you, Hayes, and the Cognac Boys for everything you guys do, putting out the daily content and the quality content that y'all put out. So I appreciate it, man, all the way from the West Coast. And super excited for this summer, man. Excited for the sky, excited for the Bears. So, yeah, man, appreciate y'all. Peace.
Hey, Danny, thank you for the support. And like I said, we're not going anywhere this offseason. We're going to still stay daily. And that's the thing. There will be some times where we're not. Like I said, my son's high school graduation. That weekend, you may not get any episodes. His graduation, I think, is on a Sunday. So maybe I'll get an episode out that Saturday, and you probably won't get one that Sunday. But the day of my son's graduation, that's the focus there on everything. So take that for what you will. But otherwise, we're staying daily. We're going to be giving that content all day, every day when it comes to the Chicago Bulls. And the draft videos, I'm already starting to put together some overarching draft type things. And then we'll start getting into those kind of specific prospects after the draft lottery happens. So be on the lookout for that as well. Other than that, sub to Chicago Sky Central. If you're excited about that season, unlike some places, aren't new. We've had that Chicago Sky channel for over 2 years. We've been covering that. And, you know, I'm glad to see that it's growing now because of the new interest in the Chicago Sky. So subscribe to that channel. You know, Chicago Bears Central has been there for a while as well. Make sure you go and subscribe to that also, because we'll be live for the draft this upcoming week. But other than that, that's my time today, guys. Make sure you guys are following the show at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.